Good afternoon, everyone. Well, Tuesday wasn't the greatest of days for the Aussie share market, unfortunately, but the ASX 200 down about 44 points or 0.75% to 6,184. So we finished near the worst levels of the day. We wiped out a very good portion of Monday's gains. But of course, yesterday we did hit a 7-month high, and this is just the third decline for our share market in 12 sessions. So we've had a pretty good run recently. Now, today there were losses across most sectors. About 7 in every 10 companies were down. The banks and the miners on average were down between 1% and 2%, so that did quite a bit of damage. The area of the market that received a lot of attention, buy now, pay later stocks, Afterpay in particular, which rose 4.5%. Now, it actually cracked $100 per share for the first time, and obviously that meant it also hit a record high. The catalyst for this was an announcement of a partnership with Westpac. So essentially, it will allow Afterpay to offer its own banking services and products to about 3.2 million of its Aussie customers. Now, Zip, its competitor, lost a bit of ground this afternoon, but it also had a pretty big day because it announced a deal with Visa. Its share price has, of course, also doubled since the start of 2020. So that was also seen as a big deal because it will allow Zip's use at any store that accepts Visa cards in Australia as well. Now, it was a busy day for other company news. There were a number of quarterly updates, and there were about a dozen AGMs, which we'll get to in a second. But as far as quarterly updates go, two companies received attention, BHP and Oil Search. Now, BHP said that group production was up 2% between July and September. That was driven by iron ore, which is by far its biggest contributor. The stock fell back, though, and perhaps in response as well to the shelving of the $3.5 billion expansion of its Olympic Dam site in South Australia. And Oil Search was up slightly, but it recorded a lift in production, recorded a lift in the amount of LNG that it's selling overseas, but the amount of money it's bringing in has certainly been on the soft side because of a drop in energy prices. Now, as far as AGMs are concerned, Cochlear was one of those stocks that met investors virtually. Its shares were up 2.5%, and while it certainly isn't selling as many of its hearing implants as it would like, largely because of the pandemic and delays to elective surgeries, it's noticing a bit of a pickup in momentum recently. The Reserve Bank board minutes were also out today and essentially reaffirmed the RBA's easing bias. So basically, the market's convinced there's about an 80% chance of a rate cut on Melbourne Cup Day. Tonight, you've got futures pointing to a slight improvement on the open in the US and quite a busy day for profit results in America. The ones that are probably going to be the biggest talking points will be Netflix, Harley Davidson and Snap. The Aussie dollar finally 70.4 US. Enjoy the evening.